Fizz Wade Rescue with the Chief Organizer's Report. Boomer or bust? I know we talk a lot about inequality, particularly the oceanic gulf between the 1% and the rest of us, and all of this is certainly true. At the same time, I'm starting to worry a bit about the boomer effect and what this is also going to do to create a fair-sized gulf, not only on inequality issues, but also in depressing opportunity for the younger generations. Let me be honest, this is a head-scratcher. I don't have the facts all tightly researched and well-ordered. What I have is a bunch of random factoids that worry me and start to point fingers at this boomer thing. For example, the Jazz and Heritage Fest just ended in New Orleans, celebrating its 50th anniversary. Pictures in the newspaper show a lot of folks carrying some age in addition to their big hats and Hawaiian shirts. Organizers have to work hard to bring younger people into the fairgrounds, especially when the cheapest tickets are over $50 for a day and often much, much higher depending on the day. The Jazz demographic is highest in the boomer space between 50 and 64, and they only listen 13.5% of the time. Can they make it another 10 years this way, much less 50? I'd worry. Gentrification and escalating average rents are always on my mind as an organizer. We were in New York City recently, which is ground zero for push-out non-affordability. Then I saw an item in the Times pointing fingers at the boomer effect rather than just the Wall Street and texters. In 2017, renters who were 60 or older made up 27% of the city's real estate population. Rental population, a 20% increase over the previous decade, according to Rent Cafe's analysis of census data. They outnumbered those under 34 years old and outnumbered homeowners in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and the Bronx. The people quoted in the story were widows or elderly couples with highly disposable income. Why would a landlord rent to a struggling millennial with a couple of roommates and all of what goes with the young if you could get a quiet elderly willing to pay top dollar who takes naps in the afternoon? Putting my ear to the ground, I can hear some ominous sounds along these same lines. On our radio stations and coffee houses on a daily basis, I hear from aspiring musicians hoping we'll play their new song on the radio, or others that are touring and wonder if they can play, even busking at the coffee house. We do all we can, but that's not really ever enough if you worry about what happens to young talent when they can't make a living. In the internet age, most make their money by touring over shows. Then I see this in the paper. 60% of all concert ticket revenue worldwide went to the top 1% of performers ranked by revenue in 2017, according to an analysis by Alan Krueger, a Princeton economist, which is more than double the 26% that the top acts took home in 1982. 5% of the artists took up 85%. The lowest 2,500 acts ranked by revenue grossed $2,500 in 2017 from concerts. There were 109 in the top 1%. Grossing $2,500 means they lost money. For years, we've been reading that the boomer generation is going to capture tremendous wealth, and the odds of the younger generation doing better or lower or achieving home ownership are sketchy. Between the boomer effect and economic change that has concentrated wealth through public policies and the ability for a few, even in the arts, to aggregate technical and logistics operations that are unaffordable to others, we have something developing that doesn't look or feel right for either now or the future. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.